Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, you know, I couldn't resist, guys. I couldn't resist. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to another fun, facts-filled episode of P4P Real Talk. But before you get started, you know what has to happen first. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, oh, and this is the part where I miss my Kalen Patterson, but here we go. Like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. Of course, I am Desiree Fletcher Carruthers, and my partner in crime, Kalen Patterson, is on a small sabbatical, but we're still going to keep the show going. We've got great guests lined up. And speaking of great guests, if you remember from last Thursday's show when I was talking about all of those great books you could be looking into to exercise that brain, and I promised to post on Facebook, and I haven't done it yet, I will still get it done. I know some of you have been out there looking for those. I'm going to get them up. So just thank you for bearing with me, for being patient. I'm going to get those taken care of. But I alluded that on tonight's show, and this is the reason why it was so important that you tuned in, that we were going to be talking about a new natty organization that has hit the scene. And I didn't give you the name because I wanted to make sure that you actually tuned in without giving away all the goods on it. So that's what we're here to do tonight. We are going to finally unveil the new organization, and I'll start with the acronym. It's GBO. Maybe some of you are already familiar with this group because they have been in existence, not the natty side of things, but the GBO has been in existence, I understand, for about 3 years now, but we'll clarify that here in a couple of seconds. But now the GBO, which stands for Global Bodybuilding Organization, they have a natty wing. Exciting, isn't it? So now there is GBO Naturals, and that's what our two guests tonight are here to talk about. I have Todd Rogers and Tanya Youngblood. They're both with the GBO organization. Todd is the senior director of GBO Naturals, and Tanya is the assistant director of GBO Naturals, and they are going to give us the scoop on all the ins and outs of this organization. So Todd and Tanya, would love for you guys to say hello to listener land, introduce yourselves. Todd, why don't we go
hello.
Ahead and start with you?
Hello.
Hello, listener land. How y'all doing? My name is Todd Rogers. As Desiree said, I am the senior director of GBO Naturals. I'm also a former natural pro. I was a pro.
Nice.
I held pro cards in the Natural Fit Federation. And I also held pro cards in the PNBA. So I have a little background and know a little something about natties. So, yeah, that's what we have. We're the Global Bodybuilding Organization. And this is our natural federation, part of it. And I'll turn it over to Tanya and let her introduce herself.
What's up, y'all? She got stoned. Yes, Tanya, here. As mentioned, I'm the assistant director of GBO Naturals. Been a pro athlete with a pro competitor in the natural world. Started 2013 with WNBF. Also have pro cards with BFAC, NFF, and have pro cards in figure, physique, and bodybuilding, which I'm very passionate
nice.
About bodybuilding. So. Right now, Todd reached out to me about the GBO Naturals, and I decided to accept his offer to come on board and offer the athletes something a little bit different in a natural world, and that's why we're here.
Awesome. Very good. So exciting. You both are some pretty serious competitors, natties out there, so I love to hear that background. And I know that we're going to have some questions about how you two got started in competing, and if we have time towards the end of the show, I definitely want to touch on that history, because we always love to know how our athletes get started. But tonight is right, or you are right, for tonight, we are going to be talking about the GBO. And I had stated earlier that the GBO in and of itself has been around for about 3 years or so. So I would love to hear more about a little bit about how that organization got started and then how they spun off into having their own natural component of the organization as well. So I'm not sure who wants to take that first, but go ahead and jump in.
Well, three years ago, our president, Mr. Bob Johnson, and our vice president, Laura Johnson, they decided to start the Global Bodybuilding Organization. We started off pretty much here based in Texas, and it just grew. It grew like a wildfire. It was like overnight. We went from Texas to Oklahoma, from Oklahoma to Florida, from Florida to Spokane. And next thing you know, we're in Hawaii. And then now we're truly a global organization because we are actually competing in Europe. We have Spain, Italy. Yes. You could compete with GBO in India, Ecuador. We have shows all over the world now, and it's getting even bigger because it's every year. At the Atlas this year, which is our, like, world competition, it's in it was in December, but it'll be November the 10th this year. We had 16 different countries represented in that show. 16.
And that's pretty amazing. In only 3 years.
In a three-year period. It is astounding. I sit back now and I'm like, wow, we had Egypt and Israel sitting on the same stage together competing, hugging each other, bodybuilding. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. So, yeah, that's pretty much what he did. I mean, kudos to our president, Bob Johnson. He put together mm-hmm. something very, very big in a short time, and his vision came together. His dream, his vision just came together so quick. And so in that process, I signed on as one of their judges. I was a judge. He then assigned me to being the head judge over Texas, which then I moved up to being the director of judges for the whole United States. And in that process, by me having my natural background, I was like, hey, we need to do something on this scale for our natural competitors. Bob Johnson, being the man, the visionary that he is, he said, I'm going to give it to you. I want you to run with it, and I want you to make it happen, Todd. And this is where we're at now, the GBL Naturals.
And that is very exciting because one of the challenges that we see a lot in the data community is that people just don't know that there is a natural community, that there is an alternative for mm-hmm. bodybuilders if the natural side of things is where they choose to play. And so I'm glad to see that you know, from your background and experience, you have that vision. And then that Bob Johnson was able to ride that train and be like, yes, let's go ahead and reach out to that aspect of the sport to grow it because of the love of the sport. So I think that is pretty awesome. And so, Tanya, you said that Todd reached out to you. I mean, what were your first thoughts and impressions when he came to you with this opportunity to join the GBO and to help grow it?
I was a bit nervous or whatever because you know it's not an unknown fact that there's been a lot of natural organizations popping up or federations coming up mm-hmm. throughout the U.S. or whatever stuff. So to have another one come up, say, okay, well, what's going to be the talk about this particular federation? What's going to make it different? And then when he was telling me about what we would be offering to the athletes to be, first and foremost, to be about the athletes themselves or whatever, because again, it costs money to compete regardless of what to be in the sport itself or whatever, to grind out, to have your meals done, have your supplements, be on top of everything, and then the preparation for the actual show. All of that costs money, and so mm-hmm. if some organization came along and offered you an opportunity to compete, but without spending so much money, keeping some of it in your pocket, and then making it a little bit easier and enjoyable for you to do what you love to do, then why not? So I'm like, okay, I'm up for it. Whatever. So let's see what happens, you know? And so far, I mean, it's just been amazing to see how people are responding to it so far. So, I mean, we got the LASIK Classic show happening May 5th and whatever, and got quite a big lineup for its first show, you know? So
very good. So a lot of things happening in the information that you just shared with us. And so I want to work through and unpack a couple of those as we're moving forward here. So it sounds like that this organization was started out of passion for the natural wing of things. So, but there's a difference in this organization from other natural organizations that are out there. Because you were right. I mean, there are a lot of natural organizations. Some people view that as a negative. Others view it as a positive because it just gives athletes a lot of opportunity. But then you have organizations, you know, the competition from organization to organization for our small pool of athletes that we have right now, even though they're growing, it's still
right.
kind of small. And so they can only compete at so many shows, A, because of health considerations and price and time and all of that kind of stuff. So I do get that sensitivity around that. But still, despite all of that, you know, you guys decided to move forward. So tell us, what is it about GBO Naturals that is different from the present offering that's out there today of the other organizations?
Well, basically, we're GBO. That's the main thing that makes us different, because we are a global organization. We're not just, as I said earlier, we're not just based here in the United States. Athletes who compete with us, turn pro, earn their pro status, are able to compete on stages all over the world. So that's one big thing, not just coast to coast, but global. So that's one of the big things that we have. Another thing that we have that we offer is that we do a drug test, but we don't do a polygraph, because me personally, I don't see where that in my mind is significant enough where we should have to charge athletes that money or something that is faulty. They may not work, may not show anything that you need. And a lot of the federations now have moved away from doing the polygraph because of that, because it's a faulty system. And it's not, I mean, you can't even hold that system up in a court of law. So it's a faulty system. And all we're doing is making these athletes have to spend money, as Tanya has said earlier, because we're trying to cut costs for these athletes so they can compete. So that's two things. Another thing, once you earn your pro status with the Global Bodybuilding Organization, you become a pro. That's it. You are just a pro. It don't matter what division you earned your pro card in, you're a pro. A lot of these federations out there, and like I say, I have, where you run your federation, that's cool. I have no problem with it. But it's no reason to make your pros go back through the chains of competing as an amateur, because they are no longer fitting the criteria that they won their pro card in. Just allow them to go over to the other side. It shouldn't be about a money thing where they have to keep paying money in order to get 7 different pro cards in order to compete where their body fits in whatever criteria or division they're supposed to be in. So that's another thing where we're saving money. The biggie is this: GBO pros compete for free. That's
whoa,
right.
Whoa, okay.
It. GBO pros
sure did
compete for free. We do not charge a registration for our pros to compete in a show. They sign a letter of a commitment saying, hey, Todd, I'm going to commit. Like, we have a show that's coming up May the 19th in Hawaii, in Kona, Hawaii. It's a pro-am. The pro athletes sign a letter with the GBO saying, hey, I'm committed to competing in this show, the Kona show, May the 19th. And once they sign that letter saying they're committed to competing, that's all they do. They come and they compete. They don't pay a registration to come compete with us. Once you're a pro, and you can for a whole year. They pay $150 for the whole year, and they compete for free. not $200 a show, not $300 a show, not $400, free. So that's just one of the things about GBO that we do. This
gift. All right. And
yeah,
I mean,
alone, saving you a lot of money.
That is saving a lot of money. And I mean, and that is, I mean, that's all exciting news. I like what I'm hearing about it. I am going to play a little bit of devil's advocate, though. But we're all learning. So one question
Bring
that
it.
Pops up just from a, yeah, here we go, just from a business standpoint of things is, so pro payouts, do you guys offer payouts at your pro shows? And is it across all divisions or in are they guaranteed? I mean, that's going to be the next line of question of, because obviously you're allowing athletes to save money. So that is a plus, but you know, business and business is business and revenue is revenue. So how are you still making that work?
We make that work, and we definitely make that work. You know, shout out to my radio, Keith Anderson. He said this the other day up there in Minnesota. He said this the other day, putting passion over profit.
Yes.
This is how we do it. We put passion over profit, giving back to the athlete. Our motto with GBO is athletes first. So we can do that. You know, we want to make it where we can do that. You know, I'm a pro athlete. One of the worst things, and our payouts are guaranteed. One of the worst things I felt as a pro athlete for any federation that I competed in, if I showed up at your show and I paid my $200 entry fee as a pro, and I show up at your show and the promoter did not do his end of promoting, and I'm the only one or it's not enough athletes there for me to get a payout, compensate me for doing my end and showing up at your show. So if you show up at a GBO show, yes, our payouts are guaranteed. You're going to get paid. So, I mean, it's only right. These are professionals. These are the people that we label professionals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have titles. They hold titles saying I'm a professional this, professional that. But until you get a check, until you get paid, until you earn that dollar, you are not a professional in our organization because you haven't even earned that dollar yet to say you can are a professional. So we have to have a guarantee. You got to have a guarantee for these professionals when they show up at your show. And it's a slap in the face to have them, say, travel from California to Florida and you don't pay this person when they get there because you didn't have enough athletes. Guarantee is definitely a go with the GBO.
There you are. I think you have a new hashtag, a go with the GBO.
Right.
I like it. I like it. So I mean, and that's all good news. But I mean, that's a question. I mean, and I think that's a fair question that the pros are going to have, especially those who are just learning about your organization, and they're going to go back to their schedule and try to decide, man, am I going to check them out? Do I want to, you know, take the time and somewhat of a risk because you are new? But so far, everything that you've shared, it sounds like it would be well worth the time to take a look at you and experience what it is that GBO has to offer. So we've covered the pros a little bit here, but I also want to touch on the amateurs. And let's just talk about, you know, what are all the different categories that you're offering for athletes to compete in.
So you have beach body.
Yeah,
yes. Beach body, which is the bikini division or the men's physique division, as known in other federations. You have the figure. You have classic bodybuilding, and you have standard bodybuilding. You have mixed pairs, and you also have the swag division. Swag is where you come out, and it's pretty much what it says. You're showing up your swag or whatever. Best body or best physique in your, you know, dressed up, you know, going out to the club type of gear or whatever. But just basically what show up, show out, work that stage. But I'm pretty much how I say it.
Swag is more like our model division. The swag division is like our model division, you know. So the guys and ladies that actually compete in that division, they're more on the model side. They may not be as lean as our other divisions are. They'll get up there and do their thing. And like Tanya said, bring that swag. Show what it's all about, you know. Show those guns. Show that core, you know what I'm saying? But we offer that division along with mixed pairs, which we've been pushing for a long time. But the artistry of mixed pairs is forgotten. A lot of athletes don't even know what that is. They don't even have a clue about mixed pairs, you know. And to actually see this on stage, it's amazing to see this when these two athletes' timing and symmetry and muscularity all flowing all in one place as they do their routine. It's amazing, amazing division.
It's art in motion.
You really want to push that. Yes, it's art in motion. You're definitely right, art in motion.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a minute then and talk about this, because this is not a category that we do talk about a lot. And come to think of it, I only have probably one or two shows that I'm familiar with that even offer mixed pairs anymore as a category. So explain to our listeners a little bit of how, you know, this all works together. So obviously it's a male and a female and they're putting on a performance, but what are some of the requirements? Are there any mandatories, or are they just choosing their own routine to a given song? And, or, you know, what should someone who is interested in doing mixed pairs, how should they prepare for that?
Well, it's basically the same way that you would prep for any other division. Only thing about it, you're actually prepping with a partner this time. So when you put on your actual routine to doing bodybuilding moves, doing fitness-type moves together as a tandem on stage. Now, when we get down to the actual mandatories, the mandatories will go as pretty much like the classic bodybuilding mandatories, where you will do a front double bicep. You'll do a side chest, a side tricep, a rear double bicep. These are the things that you'll do in the mandatories. And you'll do it with your partner. And then we'll bring the next group out, and they'll do it too. And so you're actually scored in the same way that you would in all the rounds. You're scored with muscularity. You're scored with symmetry, the both of you. And you also score together in your conditioning. So we're still scoring you the same way that you would with any other division. It's just it's two of you now, and you guys work together. And you can see their chemistry when they're up there. Even in the mandatory rounds, you can see the chemistry that they've been working together, that they've got this down thing locked down tight. And like I say, I get excited when I see it. It's really an amazing division.
All right, well,
they're trying to bring like the old school version of bodybuilding back to the now. I mean, because I think with all the hype of and the love of bodybuilding itself or whatever, it seems to, in my opinion, always tend to get further and further away from where it originated, you know, which then takes me to bodybuilding and women in bodybuilding. It's just not as big as it used to be or whatever and stuff. And it kind of makes it sad or whatever because it's like, hey, that's the foundation. Before everything else came about, it was bodybuilding, you know. And so there was the mixed pairs. So you have the women's physique and the muscularity and all this wonderful, you know, symmetry as a tone and so forth or whatever. Exactly. The choreography or whatever, all of it, you know, the artistry of just posing, period, or whatever, tends to get lost. The people, I think, the less they see it in women or whatever, you know, the less they just, the more they just tend to forget about it. But having male and female both, you know, as you said, in tandem, doing it on stage, that choreography, that symmetry, that style of posing together, the artistry of that is a wonderful thing to see on stage. I would love to see more of it. It's not a pro qualifier, though, right? It's just an extra division.
Right.
Okay.
But who's to say if we ever get where people are actually getting interested in it again, this could be something where we could actually consider making a pro qualifier somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But we really want
right.
to get people
That'd be
excited
great.
About this division, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it sounds like it is going to be exciting. And I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing. I haven't even seen it yet in a live show, so I definitely think it will give the audience that another something to, you know, be wowed by and be entertained by. And it sounds like it really will go a long way in just showing the beauty of the body in the sport. But I do have a question. I don't know if y'all know, but mm-hmm. I'm a little bikini girl. I won't even say little. That just drags us down. I'm a bikini girl. But, you know, So compared to you, mm-hmm. Tanya, I'm a little girl, mm-hmm. but I'm a bikini girl. And so mm-hmm. from that perspective, if I were interested in mixed pairs, obviously I'm not going to bring the same package to the stage with my partner as a Tanya Youngblood would, you know, because your physique, you are a full-blown bodybuilder. So what mm-hmm. would you, I mean, would you recommend that is a category better suited for, you know, maybe figure on up on the female end of things? Or, I mean, how would you counsel someone? How would you counsel me if I was like, dang, I want to try that out, but I'm just afraid I'm too small compared to other women who may be competing in categories, you know, above mine?
Well, I don't think we would discourage anyone. I mean, it's about the artistry or whatever of
mm-hmm.
posing. And so, I mean, mm-hmm. a person can have a toned body, excuse me, toned body, and be able to pose nicely on stage or whatever. The choreography itself or whatever is something you and your partner comes up with or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
so again, your body type may not be the same as mine, but I wouldn't discourage you from not trying it out.
Sure. Okay, gotcha.
I agree with that, Desiree.
Yeah.
I really do, because you have to understand that in this day and age, you know, I tell people all the time, all bikini girls are not created equal.
Mm-hmm.
So you have...
I mean, a good example of that, too, is Sunny Ewing.
Yes,
a pro...
Athletic body.
Exactly. And she's also done mixed pairs on stage, right?
Right. She's done
exactly.
mixed pairs too with a bodybuilding partner.
Now they all
think
it's me or whatever, but again, they had a nice choreographed routine on stage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I mean, and that's the takeaway.
It could be for anybody. Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And that's good to know. So for anybody, any of you out there that are listening and your interest is piqued now into mixed pairs, the takeaway is don't worry about your core category that you compete in. This is really for anyone. And again, with all things, posing is a big deal, and it's very important
yes.
and critical. So how you show off your physique, regardless of what
exactly.
category it fits in, is going to be more important. So that's an awesome thing. So, and I think that's mm-hmm. exciting. I'm glad to hear that you are offering that. And I want to circle back around to what Tanya was saying earlier, that you guys have received a really good response to the GBO Natural. So, Tanya, why don't you tell us a little bit about the excitement that's out there and just the response that you're seeing?
Well, I mean, again, we have the Legacy Classic happening May 5th. Like with any new federation, there might not be as many, it's not going to be as big of a show as, say, a show that's been around for years and people are very familiar
mm-hmm.
with or whatever. But for us to have the amount of athletes that we do have registered for the show and then still have them coming in today, even right now, because registration isn't cut off until check-in May 4th or whatever. So we're still constantly getting people asking questions about it, signing up for the show, and then showing interest in other divisions as well. So it's been a great thing. I mean, we have this show, then we have the show that's happening in Austin, September 1st. That's Dallas, Texas. And then, and even with that show itself, that's going to be an outstanding show because it's going to have its first vegan division. And the as we all know, whatever the vegan world is in bodybuilding, in natural bodybuilding, is growing every year. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
So that's going to be something big that's happening come September 1st for that particular show. And then you have the Maurice Walton Hill Country Classic happening September 8th. Again, it's a charity event that's going to be happening September 8th. So, again, different shows. And people are responding very well to all the shows so far.
All right, very good. So three shows.
Put something else, Desiree, something else out there is that you have our GBL pros can compete on any stage they want. That's another thing that we have that the GBL offers. So if I have a natural pro can compete on any GBL stage, tested or non-tested. So the opportunity is open even more for them, even more. Mm-hmm. So if they want to compete on the natural stage, they can. If they want to compete on the non-tested stage, they can. So it's wide open for them all over the world for them to compete.
All right, yeah. Very good.
We've actually had
benefit.
Last year. You've had a couple of naturals. That actually competed in some of the shows that are non-tested, whatever, still natural pros to this day. Because right now there is not, we're going to be starting out, obviously, to have grow the natural pros from GBO. But as of right now, it's not as big as the regular GBO pros out there. So yeah, they're both competing on the same stage. There may be some hesitancy to say, okay, well, do I want to compete against somebody who's not just or whatever? I mean, at the end of the day, in my opinion, an athlete is an athlete. Everybody's going to have, how your body is on that stage, that day, determines what type of person you are, what type of package you have, or do you meet the criteria for you to be awarded first place, second place, whatever the case may be, whatever. That's what matters at the end of the day. How you do that, that's up to you. And so, but for us or whatever, we're natural, we'll always be natural.
Right.
All right. There you have it. So let's kind of tie all of this together then, because we've talked about the divisions. We've talked about the shows, the three shows that are coming up so far this year, and we'll recap that in a little bit for our listeners. And then also I know I've seen details about your drug testing policies and criteria. Now, where can interested parties go to review this information for themselves?
They can go to www.gbonline.com, www.gbonline.com, and they'll give them a complete list of all the banned substances that we don't allow in the Federation. Right, we're compatible to the water list. So all our athletes pretty much are tested when they win. If you win in our show and you receive any type of monetary compensation or awards for that show, you have to go through a drug test also. So that's pretty much how our drug testing is set up.
All right. And then are all of the shows listed at that same address, or do they have to go to different websites to register for a particular show, or how can they find out more information about those opportunities?
All our 2018 shows are listed on the website at www.gbonline.com. So, yeah, they can go there, find them a show, compete, and from there, like I say, November the 10th is our big show, the men's and Mr. and Mrs. Atlas Pro-Am International. Like I said, we had 16 athletes represented from 16 countries all over the world. This is the show that you want to get to, and the only way to get there is to go to www.gbonline.com, find your show, and make your plans to make it to that Atlas show.
There you have it. And there is in the navigation a button for GBO Naturals. So if that's particularly where you want to get to, go to the website that you've just heard, gbonline.com, and you can click on GBO Naturals, and there it is. And just as a recap, so May 5th is the GBO Legacy Classic in Stafford, Texas. September 1st, the GBO Battle of Central Texas in Austin. And then September 8th, the GBO Morris Walton Hill Country Classic. That's in San Antonio, Texas. And that is raising, it's a fundraiser. Fundraiser's correct,
for,
right? For, brain,
for
the brain cancer,
yes,
awareness.
Brain,
yes,
cancer awareness.
Brain cancer,
yes,
awareness. And then what was the, yes, November date again for the Atlas?
November the 10th in Fort,
okay,
Worth, Texas. Yes, the world will meet,
right,
November the 10th, Fort Worth, Texas.
All right. So at the moment, all of your shows are centered in Texas on the natural end of things. Now, are these all the same promoter? Are these different promoters? Are you, you're probably working to expand and reach other promoters in different states. So if someone is interested in jumping on the promoter bandwagon for the GBO Naturals, how would they go about doing that? What is that process?
Can actually contact us on the, at the website, you know, through our,
okay,
GBO email, Global Bodybuilding, and we will be happy to have other promoters come in and promote naturals in their states. Actually, I'm looking for promoters in other states as we speak to come out. Now, one thing about GBO, we will be offering natural divisions in some of our other shows in other states. But right now, the standalone shows are the ones that are in Texas. So we're looking for standalone shows in other states to, 'cause we're the launching pad right here. We're the launching pad for GBO Naturals here in the great state of Texas. And so once we get this established, we're looking to have it spread worldwide.
All right. World domination. You're ready to go with GBO.
Yes, yes.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I mean, it sounds like it's an exciting thing, and I'm going to be interested to see how this continues to grow and spread. So, you know, kudos to you guys for spreading the natty love and giving it a little more of a flair that we may not necessarily have seen before. But I would have to imagine a lot of your vision had to come from your experiences as natural athletes yourself, you know, keeping the things that you thought worked really well in organizations, tweaking other areas that you thought may could have used some improvement. Why don't you kind of just talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you had hoped? I mean, I get it, athletes first, but, you know, what really inspired you, I guess, to want to take on this kind of challenge? What was it you were seeing in the industry that you felt like, you know what, I know that we need to do this?
Being an athlete myself, being a professional myself, you know, when our president Bob Johnson came to me about it and he said, hey, is this something that you would be interested in doing? I was like, of course it is. I'm an advocate for bodybuilding. I love bodybuilding. This is like my favorite thing in the world, bodybuilding. And when he told me this, I was like, man, this is going to be so cool to get the naturals and do some of the things that I wanted for me as a pro, the things that I wanted, mm-hmm, as an athlete from my federation. You know, I didn't have a chance to, when I was competing, to compete for free. You know, that's big to me, you know, to be able to say, okay, I'm a professional and I can go and I can compete, sign this letter, and I'm going to go compete for free. I love that. I love the fact that we have guaranteed payouts. You can't beat that, you know. And I like the fact that I can compete other places all over the world, you know, have an opportunity to compete. If I'm in Spain, there's a show there, I can compete in Spain. I love the opportunity. So for me, it was having all the things that I enjoyed about or wanted to see when I was competing and give it back to these athletes. And that's what – and, you know, I get a joy out of it. It's almost like I get the same joy from being with GBO Naturals that I did when I was actually competing, the challenge and the joy of seeing others, you know, achieve greatness in our organization, you know, and get those kudos that they well deserve. Because our natural athletes deserve way more than what they're getting out there. You know, no hard hits on the non-tested brothers and sisters, but we have some incredible natural athletes out there, and they should be getting way more attention, way more opportunities than we are actually being able to give to them. And by us having to establish the GBO Naturals, I'm hoping that this can be another avenue for them to achieve all those things that they truly, truly deserve.
Nice. Tanya, your thoughts? Did he say it all?
I mean, for me, pretty much. I mean, just for me personally, for me, it was my experience, I had to say, when I went to a show a couple years ago, and it was actually the last time I competed as a pro figure competitor, was a Leif Anderson show in Minnesota. And
yes,
it was the first time that I experienced what it felt like to be a pro athlete. I mean, from my check-in to, you know, the goodie bags, the just being awarded so much or whatever when I won or whatever. It was, I mean, just the staging and everything and the treatment in the back and so forth or whatever. I had not experienced that on that level as a pro athlete or whatever. So I was like, wow. You know, that, I mean, I've been back to the shows pretty much like every year, ever since then or whatever stuff, and I could still continue to support him. And so, but to still have that experience of what it felt like to be on that level of pro, so, okay, oh, so this was like, because not like when I got my pro card, when I first got my pro card, I didn't know, it's okay, you win your pro card, so now what? Okay, so what do you do? You go to these shows, okay, I pay my money, I go here, whatever. And I love to travel. I mean, traveling is great, you know, so, but back here, back home, or whatever, it was not a whole lot going on here. And so to have something like I experienced in Minnesota brought down here in Texas or whatever, that is something that I would love to see happen. And I think if that can happen with the GBO Naturals. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure almost every natural or natty, I should say, if they've ever been to a show, whatever, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just been it's a stellar show. So, again, to have that level of putting the athlete first and making the athlete feel like, a pro athlete feel like, okay, well, hey, you know, I'm a part of something big here. This is I feel like there's so many opportunities for me to grow as a pro, whatever stuff. It's endless. You know, and again, that's always alluded to a couple of times or whatever, just to be able to compete, pay the membership, and I can go anywhere and compete for free. How can you beat that? How can you beat that? You know, take your damn horse. It is. How can you not just be okay, but I can pay the 150 and I can compete for a whole year, I can just go anywhere and just boom. You step on stage competing for money or whatever. I mean, putting the money back into your pocket or whatever, which you invested in yourself all year, 2 years, whatever the case may be, whatever. I mean, how can you beat that? You know, so also already from the jump or whatever, it's offering something to the pros or whatever that I haven't seen before. You know, so it's different, it's exciting. You know, it may be intimidating, like, oh, well, you know, you're not qualified, blah, blah, blah. You know, again, it at the end of the day, it's your urine testing that makes you a pro legit, you know. You cannot fake that particular test right there. And so you know, it is a drug-tested federation or whatever, and I think we're offering something exciting and different for people or whatever, and just happy to be a part of it.
And all pros are accepted.
Right.
We don't turn down many pro cards. We honor all pro cards. So if you're a current pro, you are accepted to come to the GBO Naturals and compete. You know, we welcome mm-hmm. all pros from any federation. You are welcome to come and compete with us. And it's vice versa with our pros. They're allowed to compete as a pro anywhere they are accepted. The cards are honored. They can go and compete. You know, we're not trying to
right.
stop these athletes, these pros from making their money. You know, that's a big thing. Why try mm-hmm. to stop them from making their money? Allow them to go out there and compete where they can, because you might not offer nothing but two or three pro shows in a year time in your state. Why stop them from competing somewhere else to make some money? So that's
mm-hmm.
another big thing that we're doing over at GBO.
All right.
And
it sounds like a lot of good.
To say this as well or whatever, it's not knocking any other federation or whatever out there. It's just offering something a little bit different, a little
yes.
bit more on the side of this is another alternative for a pro athlete or whatever to compete at or whatever. And then, I mean, again, we're not putting any bars on you, whatever. We're not saying, okay, well, you can only do this and that or whatever. Hey, you know, you've earned your pro status or whatever, so, you know, be a pro. Compete as a pro. You know, it's not saying,
mm-hmm.
okay, well, we're better than da-da-da, whatever. It's not knocking anybody else's show, whatever. I truly appreciate everything. I mean, but, you know, once you see somebody else offer something different, they make you say, oh, so this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of taking a step, stepping out on the ledge or whatever, saying, okay, hey, well, what if we took away this? What if we took away that and just allowed you to compete? What about that? It's a beautiful thing. It's an awesome thing. You know? Girl, come on board.
That's right.
You know,
what about that?
So,
I like
know,
it.
What about that? What about that? You know, so
it's all good.
It's all good.
All right. Well, when you
know?
It is all good. When you get a T-shirt that lists all those pro benefits and then has what about that at the bottom, I wear a size small, and I'll let you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll let you know where to send that. And then on top of that,
go.
Right now the Midwest is booming as far as the Natty Nation is going. We have so much
right.
Good stuff going on out here, including the Andersons, Leif and Stephanie, and all the things that they're doing. So,
yes,
you know,
yes,
hey, right. when you're looking to expand, bring it a little closer my way. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. That is
we
all
love,
I'm
we love
saying.
Anderson.
So what about
we love
that?
Anderson. Yes.
Yes, yes. They are doing a lot of good stuff. And, you know, that's one thing that I really enjoy of our little, it's not little, it's term of endearment, I guess is what I'm using, but our network mm-hmm. of promoters that we've gotten to know throughout the Midwest and even into the East Coast, but they just do a great job of challenging each other, encouraging each other, constantly raising the bar. And it sounds like you guys have caught that fever too. And now you're looking to be that same kind of catalyst in your neck of the woods until you start to grow and spread. So I always think that's exciting when the promoters catch that fire and they have that same passion that the athletes have. And you've been on both sides of the fence, so you know that feeling, but that you're able to take it and mobilize it and, you know, help it to become something that the other athletes can enjoy and take part in. So that's always a
yes.
good thing. So hats off to you guys for that. And of course we're starting to run short on time. So we don't have, I know we don't have,
great.
I just get warmed up.
I know, you just get warmed up. And that's usually how it goes. You know, usually when we say, you know, the show is an hour and people are like, oh, what are we going to talk about for an hour? And then we get to the end of the show and they're like, what? I've got so much more to
that's
say.
That's how you know you got good conversation. That's how you know you got good conversation.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's how you know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So in these
Southern
last couple of minutes here, Southern mm-hmm. hospitality, that's right. In these last couple of minutes, I just want you, either one of you, to give us a quick recap again of where folks can get in touch with you guys, your shows that you have coming up. And you know what? I always like to end on a positive. So I want to hear motivation from each of you, and then we will say goodbye. So
I'll start it off. I'll start it off. Todd Rogers. You can see me on Facebook at Todd Rogers, or you can go to Operation.Frank on IG and get in touch with me there. And my motivation thing is this. People, never stop dreaming. Never stop dreaming, because dreams do come true. If you keep believing, they do come true.
Amen.
How can I follow that?
All right, Tanya. You're up.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you can feel free to you can follow me, reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, Tanya Youngblood. You can also follow my fitness page, WNBF Pro Storm, Pro Athlete Storm, I believe it is. I'm also on my Instagram at StormFit73. If you have any questions about the Federation, email us at gbonaturals@gmail.com. That's gbonaturals@gmail.com. But as far as motivation, hey, you know, we all in it for the love of getting better, being better, push yourself to go to extra level or whatever, whether it be transformation that starts you out and makes you know your body's changing. Keep reaching further and further. Next thing you know, you end up on stage or whatever. Do whatever you have the desire to do. If it is in you, if you have the vision, you have the dream or whatever, hey, it can happen. The only thing that's going to stop you is you at the end of the day. So whether you have
Amen.
A huge amount of support, not that much support, whatever, hey, if it is in you, somebody's going to see it. Somebody's going to see it in you, and that's going to start a fire in them. It's going to catch on just like that, and then you know it's taking off just like that.
Amen.
So keep going. Keep believing in yourself or whatever. It can happen for you. All you have to do is just look into yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, and that is who you owe your motivation to, yourself. Keep going. Believe in yourself.
Keep going. Yes. And there you have it. So
G-Bo.
You guys have
G-Bo,
heard how to get a
that's
hold.
That's it, G-Bo.
G-Bo. G-Bo. Keep going, G-Bo.
Yeah.
All right. So you've heard how to reach out to Todd and Tanya, if you like, TNT, the TNT of the GBO. But, again, remember, gbonline.com. And right now, predominantly in Texas, but if you know an athlete in Texas, you have family in Texas, you want to get out to Texas, here are your dates. May 5th, GBO Legacy Classic. September 1st, GBO Battle of Central Texas. And September 8th, GBO Morris Walton Hill Country Classic. And then, of course, those are all qualifiers for the
GBO Atlas.
There we go. GBO Atlas on November 10th. November the 10th. So, Fort Worth, Texas. So, and if you're interested in being a promoter, if you're drinking the Kool-Aid that the GBO is pouring and you would like to see it
take
somewhere outside of Texas, be sure, take a sip, take a big drink, get a straw.
Drink that.
Be sure, be sure to reach out and let them know, because I know we have lots of folks out there who are thinking about wanting to jump on the promoter bandwagon. And if you do and you haven't quite found that home yet, maybe the GBO is for you. Do your homework. Check
Come
them
on
out.
Down.
You have the contacts. There you go. Sample some of that Southern hospitality. Bring it to the Midwest so I have a better chance of checking it out myself. That's all I'm saying. Hashtag what you think about that.
What you think about
I'm saying,
that?
So. So, Todd and Tanya, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And,
thank you, Desiree.
You know, pooing us in. And loved having you. And be sure to keep me updated so we can be sure to let our listeners know what's going on with you guys whenever you have new developments. So we will be praying for you guys. We're definitely going to be keeping our eye on you, because it is all about natural bodybuilding. So if you're all about spreading the love and lifting up our athletes, we want to be about that too. So thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. And all of
awesome.
Our... Yep, for sure, for sure. And then all of our listeners out there, as I said, this Thursday, Jack Halverson is coming up, and we're going to be talking about his show, the NGA USA Championships, and we're going to talk about his feedback on being part of the documentary that we spoke with Chris Worth about a couple of weeks ago, and just find out what's going on in the world of Jack Superman Halverson. But until then, be safe, be blessed, and on behalf of Todd, Tanya, Kaylin, the boys for P4P Muscle, and myself, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Awesome.
Yes.